Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 188, If It Ain't Broke. If it ain't broke, probably ain't gotta fix it. If there's nothing truly wrong, out of sync, out of whack, probably ain't gotta change nothing. But how do you know? Well, you can go on a little 36-hour mental, emotional, spiritual voyage in between your two ears. And at the end of it, come to some conclusions of clarity. That's what I did. One of those moments where I learned but wasn't sure it was a podcast worthy. I'm not sure if people could relate or resonate with my experience because it's kind of trippy. I'm not really sure why it happened, and it was brief but impactful nonetheless. Just wanted to say I hope your 2018 is going swimmingly and you're a little bit better today than you were yesterday. Enjoy this episode of Pro U Podcast. Yo, 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 yo. What up, Pro U people? So I've been going through the week, and I think about things, ponder things, reflect on things, and all of that is coming up with something I'm going to chat about Sunday morning. Well, this past week, I was kind of swallowed up by this moment. Didn't think of much else. But when I thought about speaking on it, it meant something to me. I mean, it was a cool thing. But when I started, I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to resonate with this. That's kind of weird. So I'm going to share it because I'm not holding back anything these days. So the story goes like this. In a good place, and one of my non-perfect thingies, I'm always like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, be open, ready, looking for that next sign. What's that next thing? Like, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I feel good, I'm ready. And there's kind of the point. Why does there have to be that next thing? I've talked to a few people, and there's just this condition built in that we have to keep rising, accelerating, climbing higher, achieving more. Achieving better. And it's not like this was something I was fully conscious of. But it just, you know, hovers in the back going, oh, what am I going to be when I grow up? Can't wait to find out. So, I love my life. It's the best it's ever been. Love where I live, my dog, my health. Right? Get the picture? Nothing broke. So here's the weird part. Talking with a friend, and he mentions, you know, one day he might move to Portland. And I thought about visiting him. I've heard about Portland. I've heard nothing about good things. Way, way, way back when I lived in Beverly Hills, a cool neighbor of mine went to work for Nike. And I was like, where's Nike headquartered? Like, Portland. I'm like, well, that's got to be a cool place. And that's you know, over 20 years ago. And just from other people, you know, Portland. So I'm just thinking about visiting my friend. And I don't know why, but I get kind of stuck going, wow, it's like, a, you know, two full days in a car with Zen. And I can't fly with Zen. And anyways, this was just on my mind for like a day and a half, 2 days. And I go train Mr. Hardwick. And Mr. Hardwick had spent some time with his beautiful better half over the holidays in Portland. And he just starts talking to me about how wonderful he thinks I would, you know, enjoy Portland. He starts talking about, you know, this and the people and, you know, just all the different things going on. And I, this is like the weird thing. I just started going, you know, this might be a good time to do that. That was in my head. Now, Hardwick's been in my life a long time. Love the dude, respect the dude. Dude's super smart. And if he believes in something, he could sell it. It's kind of what was happening. Now, he wasn't, you know, telling me to move. He was just telling me why he thinks Portland would be wonderful for me. But in my mind, for some reason, I went, wow, that's probably a good call. I should just listen to him. You know, I've been on this spiritual journey, and this is where it all starts getting. I mean, it makes sense at the time. But I start going, well, I did the spiritual journey. It's almost up. Here it is. That was it. And I get in my car, and I'm extremely excited about moving to Portland. Now, a number of variables come in. I can do it. I can move. Like, how great. I wouldn't have to ask anyone. Hey, would it be okay? Would it be? And I wouldn't even tell that many people. And I thought, how cool. It's just this little puff of smoke. Hey, is your Tom moved to Portland for his 53rd birthday, which is in March, which is a couple months away. All that just was in my head. Now, during this spiritual journey here in Hollywood, I haven't been pursuing income, clients, anything career-based. And it's hard to shut off that part of your mind. So whenever I'm like, wow, this is a great day, I'm in the moment, I'm thankful, there seems to always be part of my mind that's just, you know, again, not so highly conscious, but in that subconscious part going, well, you know, but you got to get a job. That voice, father's voice, you need to grow up, get a job, save for retirement. Father's biggest piece of advice. Get a job, save for retirement. Go. That was it. But when you are on that type of person, that mentality, so it's like, hey, you having a great day? Yeah, but I should be working. Wow, you did that and it's so wonderful. Yeah, but I don't, you know, just that constant substitution that this is okay, but I should have better. I'm doing okay, but I should be doing better. I'm trying to relax, but I should be working. I should be getting more done. I'm lazy. I'm not doing enough. Why do other people have more? That thing. Hi, Zen. Did you hear a noise? The only time Zen barks is when he's sleeping. Yeah, he did our run this morning, and he's sitting underneath sleeping, and hears a noise, and he barks. Okay, and we're back. So, I come back, and this is he said it was just, I want to keep saying it was like a drug. Like, I took a pill, and it said, start thinking about these things and feeling this way. And I had a couple run-ins with some not so quality dog owners. They're not bad run-ins, but I don't want to tell someone what they're doing is bad or wrong or stupid. Not at all. That's the last thing I want to do. But when people are in a public place and you're with friends and other dogs and everybody's getting along, and then there's one person that just does not fit, and it's not the dog's fault, and that owner takes no responsibility, I can't even shut that part of me off. So I'm like, you know, just maybe the homeless and the crazies and Hollywood weirdos and the L.A. attitude. What would it be like to be without that? And I start thinking, yeah, and then that neighbor. And here's that thing. I started thinking about all the yellow in my life, which I tell everyone not to do ever. But I'm telling you, this is the thing, like completely not in control. It was like someone gave me the best idea. And then right, wrong, good or bad, all of my thoughts aligned. I was in my apartment going, okay, isn't it funny how I had, you know, a storage unit in Orange. I moved that storage unit to L.A., got rid of the storage unit, got rid of a bunch of stuff. I mean, it's like, I kind of minimalized, there's the word I was looking for, at this point in my life. Like, I've made a bunch of stuff, but, you know, like, what I have fits in this apartment, the Zen Garden. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't have to, oh, the storage unit, or, oh, get rid of the, or, and I was like, oh, okay. So I knew when I left this, you know, I was in L.A., living in Beverly Hills with my ex, and moved to the city of Orange for almost two years. And then when that marriage ended, I was out of Orange. There's no reason for me to be there. I mean, it's a cool little town, but there's no reason to live there if you're me right now in my life. Not close to the beach, not, you know, real popular kind of town. It's just a quiet, quaint town. Like, if you were going to retire, that'd be a great place to retire. In my opinion, that's just my little thing. So I knew I had to come back to L.A. And then I was like, well, see, but it was just come back to L.A. and go, okay, well, now that final phase of your life. And it just started, like, happening, going, okay, this is what was supposed to happen. I'm supposed to end up somewhere. The final phase of my life. And then I started texting a friend who's in a different time zone, so I knew they weren't going to get the text right away. And it was just like I was sharing it out loud. Now, when this person got it, I'm cool. Whatever they thought, I'm cool. Whatever they said, I'm cool. I said it to one person. That's how close I am with this one person. And how not close I am with very many other people. I probably sent 3 or 4 texts out of excitement, talking about it's meant to be. It seems like I've been preparing for this. Like, kind of telling them I'm moving to Portland. And the last time I'd spoken to him, he said, at some point, when he moves, one of the places might be Portland. And I'm like, what? I just see him getting the text. Well, the next morning I get up, and I felt pretty good because this is the, and like I said, it was good for me mentally to go through this obstacle course. Because through it, I kept thinking about everything. And when I woke up the next morning, because that excitement was, I mean, it was excitement, and it was on this and that, and it was like, oh, like, okay, now I'm getting a little tired. You know, when am I moving? What am I packing? What's it going to, you know, just, all, I mean, I don't know very much about Portland because I haven't been there. think, well, you're thinking about a place you've never been to? And I'm like, well, obviously I would visit. But I loved my Jeep. Got my Jeep when I married my ex. It got stolen, returned, and she was kind of tainted. And I'm like, I'll take it over. So became my Jeep. Had it for 12 years. Loved it. Like, I made stuff out of wood and put it in that Jeep. Like, it was a toy to me. And I'm like, I'm in California with a Jeep. I'm never going to sell it. You know, maybe I got to get another car or a motorcycle, but I'm never selling my Jeep. And then one day, dating a girl, and I thought, this isn't the best car to date with. In and out, you're driving, it's windy. And I thought, if I was going to sell this, this would be the time. Because it was running great. I mean, there are times when I was like, you know, putting money in it. And I thought, you don't wait for something. Oh, yeah, it's really bad now. I should sell it. I mean, it looked great. It ran great. It was running great. And I'm like, honestly, I could tell someone, look, 1995 Jeep Wrangler, and it runs great. I'm like, honestly, say that. Now, in a month, you might have some major problem. And I've been there for 12 years, but Jeep, J-E-E-P, just empty every pocket. It was kind of a joke. But I spent a lot of money, you know, getting a lift, getting new tires, getting new rims. But 1995, and, you know, when I was commuting and driving 60, 70, 80 on a highway. Yeah, anyways. So I was like, and 7 days later, my Jeep was gone. So it's like when I decide I can just go because I think so much. It's like I went to court 6 months and the verdict was I can do that in moments in my head. So I've moved and I've relocated and it's uncomfortable and it's kind of unnerving and scary and blah, 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 blah. But I've done it. So I had this sense of this power. And I'm like, wow, at 53. I relocated and I found that place. Now, like I said, it was like a chemical to me, like a chemical thing, because that was this good feeling. 3 days ago, I had never thought about moving. And now I'm like 70-30 in Portland, mentally, emotionally, planning on visiting, who's going to watch Zen, one flight there, come back, U-Haul, drive my car, all that. 36 hours. But that next morning when I woke up, the calm was that I could do anything. Like, I don't have, and I'm always aware of that. Like, this wasn't like me 10, 20 years ago getting excited, where there's no stopping me. I'm like, you know what's great though? Is like when you're like, oh, I could do that. And I'm saying that because right now I don't have to. Like when you have to move, when you have to go to the doctor, you know, and there's, like I said, you know, working out. Like, I'm going to choose to get in better shape versus if I went to the doctor and he gave me some bad news and now I need to get, it's just a different impetus. So when you can make the choice to do something just because you want to, again, it's just that kind of power that you have. So I got up. And I text my friend one more time. And I said, you know, I haven't heard from you. And I just want you to know it's okay. I didn't expect to yet, but I don't need to. I'm good. I wanted you to know that. Like, I wanted him to know that. Like, hey, I kind of threw up a little bit. Bunch of texts sent to you. And you wake up going, And I wanted you to know that just being able to do that helped. And it meant something to me. So that was kind of that next day. And then I was like, all right. I have no idea. I was like 50-50. Like, why? What am I? And I'm like, okay, what happened? So I just started praying. That's what I did. I just prayed. Because to me, when you're doing that, you're not having that conversation. Because that's what was kind of starting. Should I? Shouldn't I? When? If? How? And there were so many things to start deciding about that I was like, okay, this is where Tom does really bad. I'm not going to. I'm going to quiet the voice, so I'm going to put something else in my head. And when I do that, it's like, you know, I feel better already. and then I'm giving it up. I'm letting it go. And I'm like, you know what? You decide. Let me know. And to me, that's dope. To me, that's like, all right, cool. Now I just go about my day and it will come to me. Next morning, I wake up. I decide to go to the beach with Sin. Now, with the forest fires and weather and all kinds of stuff, I haven't been to the beach a lot lately. So I get up and I check my email. My friend had happened to email me back. And it was just very pragmatic. Boom. Thinking about moving. Here's some things to know. Here's the things to do. And if you're serious, then do da da. Was perfect. Just calm, cool, collected, everything I expected. And then, this might sound somewhat humorous, but he goes, rains a lot. Didn't know that. So, what do you mean you didn't know that? How could you not? I'm like, well, I know, right? I hear Seattle. That's what I know about Seattle. But, you know, I've been to Northern California. This is, you know, just above that. I'm thinking, well, why would it rain a lot? But it does. And he said, there's homeless people, there's wackos, there's, and I went, okay, see, I was just this ding, 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 lights went off, bells went off, whistles went off. And my one brother, he had moved out of the country, and then he had moved back, and then he had moved out of country again. And each place he was, this is part of that thing I got away from, he would complain about. Like, where he lived was the fault. Where he lived was the reason. I'm like, logistics got nothing to do with it. You could be anywhere and be cool if you're cool between your ears. Not cool between your ears, you can go anywhere. It's not going to change. Now, I've always known that, so that wasn't what it was. But it was that little bit of fine-tuning that I thought I could do, that you can't do. Like, well, I think my life's a 9 out of 10. How could I make it a 9.8? Well, what are the things that I dislike? Yellow. That thing, that thing, that thing. Well, if I went there, those things might not be. And that was when I was like, okay, hold up. What were you doing, Tom? Like, what were you thinking about? And I was like, I started thinking about all the things I don't like that aren't perfect. You know, I'm in my head. And all this is playing out 24 hours, 36 hours later. Get up in the morning, get that email. I'm like, rain's a lot, not moving. Get in my car, I start driving to the beach, and you, I haven't been everywhere, been a lot of places. And I love PCH, Pacific Coast Highway. That's what I take to get to, you know, travel up the coast, stop at a beach. And I'm like, this is the best road. And I'm like, I've always said this, the best road I've ever been on. Last time I went to the beach about a week and a half ago, it was like the first time in a while I had gone. I just happened to get there. It was beautiful. Sometimes it's nicer on the beach than, you know, on the coast than it is inland. And it was just great. And it was, I just remember that day. It was really cool. Why would the same thing happen again? I go out there. No one's on the beach. It's beautiful. So it's like, you know, January 8th or whatever it was. And I'm just sitting there and throwing the ball with sand. That's what they do when I first get there. He gets tired out. Made this cool rock stack. Kathy Eldon lives right there with her daughter Amy and all their family. They'd been gone for a long time traveling. And Amy pops up and says, hey, Jack misses you. You going to be around? I'm like, yeah. Her and her friend are like, oh, that's awesome. I'm like, oh, when I built the rock. And I go, thank you. They walk away and I was sitting there going, you know, my life is probably as perfect as you can get. And this is where the good happened for me. But not in the sense that I wanted to tell people. It was almost kind of embarrassing. Like, you what? You got all excited like a little kid? You've never been there? I mean, on paper, it sounds kind of stupid, kind of juvenile to me. You were thinking about moving to some places you've never been because someone thought you should move there. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, everything. Everything about it, I was moving forward mentally with. Now, the joy was when I said, well, rain's a lot, I'm not going. I was like, oh, I don't have to pack. I don't have to move. I don't have to make all those decisions. So then there was just this big kind of sense of relief that I didn't have to think or plan or wonder or find out or fly there without Zen. I mean, I didn't have to do any of it. And then this is what happened on the drive. I just started thinking about the purple. And I started tearing up. And I thought, okay, if that's what I was supposed to go through to feel thankful and grateful again, I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. One person knows, he won't make fun of me. Oh, I texted Chris. I said, we got to meet. I got to talk to you. And it was like that right after we had trained that day on Wednesday. He says, I probably can't until we train on Friday. And I was like, okay, no worries. And then by the next day, I was like, what are you doing? And I trained him on Friday. And I'm like, okay, so here's the deal. And he's all ready to talk about me moving to Portland because I was like, that's what I want to talk to you about. And I said, dude, I'm not moving. And then we chatted and he was super cool. So really, you know, two people kind of knew this. I didn't have to tell anybody. Because I really honestly didn't understand why when someone just planted a seed, I just ran with it. Now again, love both these individuals, respect, admire them both. And outside of those two, very few that I do. So yeah, they have an impact on my life. But to plant a seed then, for me just to run with it, I don't know, it just... Like I said, it was very, very, it wasn't like pretending, like I was moving. I was like, okay, how do I, well, obviously I get there first, this and that, but if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere. I've been through a lot. I've been alone. I've restarted. I was like just, oh, I was like, this feels great. I don't know how many people could do that at 52. I said, I'm just going to go somewhere else. And I just felt so good. And then, fast forward, I didn't feel that bad. I was like, well, I'm not going to tell anybody that story. That was kind of weird. But I got to the beach. And I said, no, I'm going to make a video. Because, like, I want to stay here. I want to affect people. I want to be able to just keep doing exactly what I'm doing. Train people online, hang out with my dog, play in the Zen garden, make stuff, create stuff, go to the beach, work out hard. I'm like, I get to do all of that. Why was I thinking about moving? And that was like, the weird troubling part going, why would I share this? I'm like, what was that? And then why, you know? Just heard this song, it's like, why is that, you know, question that was rarely answered. But what did I take from it? How did I respond? That I was pretty stoked about. I kind of thought, well, I don't know, it was like this shifting. You know, like everything kind of had to settle, and then it went clink, and I went, oh, okay. Now it just kind of set. So here's what you're going to do. Here's going to be you. You're going to live and learn. You're going to keep making some mistakes. And hopefully you'll keep responding from them better and better. becoming a better you. So that's what my video was about. I'm like, well, here's what I went through. Didn't get into details because that wasn't important, but I said, you know, I just got to the beach. It's one of the things I get to do with my best friend, Zen. And I said, I teared up, cried on the way here because I'm a crier. Accepting that which I am instead of trying not to be who I am. It's way easier. So when I cry, I cry. After I cried, I was at the beach, park, felt great. Decided to make this video. One, to say, you know, I'm just ready. I really, really am. I'm just ready to help people. I just know that's why I've gotten through what I've gotten through. I know that's what I love to do. So I'm going to do that, and I'm here. And this is my morning. And I'm a crier. And I said, what does any of this have to do with personal training? Here's kind of the point. A lot of people that I've known, trained, lost weight, gained the weight. They worked out consistently, felt great, and then they didn't work out consistently, and they didn't feel great. People got in shape, and then they fell back out of shape. What is that up and down? Well, life gets busy. Life threw him a curveball. It's got nothing to do with that. You know, if you were like, oh, I got fired, got a job, I bought a house, sold a house, and you kept saying that every year, would not be a good thing. It can't fluctuate like that. So your health shouldn't either. And it's not tethered to external circumstances. Unless you tether it to external circuit. Everything's going good. I'm going to work out. Things are crazy. I'm going to stop working out. That's what a lot of people do. Or I don't feel good about myself, so I'm not going to improve. I'm not going to work on myself. So the space between your ears, that's the most important. And again, this little 36 hours, it all happened there. It all happened between my ears. From a seed to excitement to complete, all right, this is big, here we go, to, wow, I'm not, okay, what was that about? All in my head, without becoming stressed, without having anxiety, without having any high highs or low lows, all, you know, although the excitement was there, it was not the high highs. And I know that 100% because there's no low lows after. So if someone is not in control of that space, you're not going to be able to be consistent. When I started working out, I just, you know, I liked how it felt. I understood it. I could do it. I was, you know, kind of alone. And then I left. It was like I walked out going, dang, look at these big muscles. This makes me feel great. I'm going to keep doing it. Wow, I'm really changing every time I work out. So I started doing it, and I never questioned it. I just kept doing it. And after a while, I realized it made me feel good. Hindsight, it was the foundation that got me through everything in my life, I believe. But I didn't know that at the time. I was like, oh, I'm going to work out because I'm passionate about it, and I feel good, and it's the rock which I'm going to build my future on. Now, repetition was instilled in me, built into me, beat into me. I don't know what it was, but I could just do repetition. So I started working out. It was repetition. We'd go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and lift this X amount of times and lift that X amount of times. It was very repetitive, and I was always cool with that, so I just did it. Now, not until I became a trainer, started training adults in adult life, realizing, okay, this person wants to get in shape, but they've got all these other things that are distracting them, that are dragging them down, that are confusing them. You know, they're yellow. You're never going to lose weight because it's a challenging thing if you're focused on yellow. So if you're focused on the bad in your life, what you don't have, what Susie and Jimmy have that you don't have, Susie and Jimmy have that you want, you know, whatever, it's really hard to get in shape, lose weight, build muscle, gain flexibility, build core strength, because those things are done like a drop of water, slowly over time. Check the box 3 times a week. In 6 months, you'll feel better. In a year, you'll feel better, depending upon the degree in which you hit that endeavor. You want to directly correlate to the tangible, physical, mental, emotional results that you have. So I was like, all right, here's this video. This is what's on going on in my head. I went through this thing. I thought about this thing. And then after this thing, I felt better. And then I was like, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. And I let myself cry. So I'm like, you know what? I went through that, I believe, now for a reason. I'm going to share that. This is who I am. I'm comfortable being that person. I'm comfortable telling people I'm that person. And I want you to know how I became this person by being thankful. And if you can get your head straight, that space between your ears straight, then I believe anything is possible. You know, lately I've been lifting a little heavier. I feel like I've been getting stronger, getting in a little bit better shape. I'm like, I'm getting older, people like y'all, and I'm feeling better. I'm like, well, I'm walking the walk, talking the talk. Then, yeah, I should just be telling people. I'm like, all right, you want to train, holler, give you a free session. You want to Skype, give you a free session. Online coach, online training, cheerleader. I give you 2 free sessions. I don't even care. I just want to help people. I just like it. I know I can. I know I'm supposed to. But that's where it starts. So if you meet someone that just yoked and jacked and they got this awesome workout plan for you, I mean, that's great. But when the baby doesn't happen, the divorce happens, the job ends, you got to move, friend dies, those are the moments that derail you, that make you take your focus off of you. And when you stop being pro you, it's, you know, it's like putting gray goggles on. Nothing's really going to look that good when you're a 4 out of 10. Then you might be saving the world, trying to save the world. world, but it ain't going to feel good when you're a 4 out of 10. I've had so many people go like, yeah, well, I'm going to get in shape and go to your workout class. I'm going to get in shape and then hire you. It's like, what? So I just kind of ended with this. I said, if you're having trouble with consistency, maybe you ought to just get someone in your life who's good at consistency. Started working out when I was 13. I will turn 53 in March. It's 40 years. That's why I can say, yeah, that was my foundation. Yeah, fitness, my health, that's what got me through a lot of stuff. So I have 40 years of data. More importantly, than I've been working out for 40 years, is I've been working on me for 40 years and other people. And I think that's the key. I can physically beat you up in a minute, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes. Doesn't matter. You know, getting people to increase their heart rate and sweat, I mean, that's fun and cool, but that's, to me, that's easy. Keep that person coming back, deeming themselves worthy 2 to 3 times a week. Every week, every month, every year, out of the rest of your life. How do you do that? Well, for me, I just started doing it and didn't think about it. And I think for a lot of people, if you get to that good place in between your ears, that will never change. Like when you have an increased knowledge of yourself that feels like power, why would you ever regress? So I know my first year here, I was better. Second year here, I was better. Third, better. Fourth, better. Here it is, fifth. Yes, the way better. Look what I just went through. I wonder if I should move. Let me contemplate. Let me really, really just dig into it mentally, emotionally, and think about it. And then at the end, see if I can come to a conclusion with clarity. Boom. Yeah, not moving. Yep, this is where I'm supposed to be. All right, here you go. Move forward. That is not me. The majority of my life. So when I got the negative people out of my life, which was not easy, and it was not all my doing, some left on their own accord, and some was timing or whatever, but I became better mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So when I kept making these pro-you choices, I too became better mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. What started tripping me out is as I got better spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and getting rid of these people, and my world getting smaller and healing, I physically started getting better. And I'm like, well, you know, my knee didn't work. I wasn't running. My left shoulder was tweaked. Left side was tweaked. I mean, you get into your 50s, that stuff's not getting better. Au contraire. All that's getting better. Running every morning. Why? Because I can. I run with Zen every morning now. I didn't run at all. I was telling this to someone the other day. I said I was the fastest kid in grade school. But I couldn't run like far. I didn't do track, cross country. I didn't do any of those. I hated running. And any sport that I joined that we had to run, I would just not. And when I was like in Vegas, I think I started like running on a treadmill once in a while for cardio. But I just didn't like it. And then it was this thing where it's like, why can't I run? It was always like kind of became the barometer. Run a little bit, I'm sore. Oh, I need a foam roll. What's wrong with this side? My knee did a stretching. And it was all about why I couldn't run, bend my leg, why, you know, my things, you know, were tweaked. And running every morning. And then if I go to a client, it's like a couple hours later, and then run with him. And then I go work out, and at the end of the day, I was like, I ran twice and worked out. And I'm not, oh, this is tweaked, that's out. At 52. Shocking. Way cool. Fires me up. And I'm like, well, I'll tell people because this is good. I met a lady at the dog park the other day, and she had some sort of nerve. I forgot what she said thing in her back. It caused a bunch of pain, then shot down her arm, and it's in her hand. She has to have surgery, and she's sitting there. She's having so much pain. I was like, you take away your health, you have nothing. Literally, 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 literally. I mean, I'm sitting here and had the panic attacks and had the, you know, all the yuck that I've had. And now I'm, you know, sleeping better, feeling better, running, not in pain, not in discomfort, neck and back and all that doesn't feel like it used to. I can push heavier weights like when I was way younger and not the next day be jacked. And I enjoy that then if I'm feeling good and to work out hard and push hard. Like, I wasn't really doing that. You know, I'm like, I can kind of do it. Like, this is pretty cool. Come to my well by the water I sell. If you're looking for a trainer, online trainer, coach, whatever, or you just want to Skype once. I know it's funky and I know it's gnarly and I know it's uncomfortable. But we can do it through Facebook, FaceTime, Skype. There's a bunch of ways to do it. If you just want to chat once, first time's free. You want the second one free, I'll give you the second one free. If you're in the LA area and you want to train, just holler. That's all I'm saying. If you're thinking about it at all, just holler. Meet once. You don't like me, you don't want to, cool. Nothing lost. No bad. No worries. But I do believe that because of my little 36-hour ride, I just woke up more convicted. And convicted is a good thing. So if, this is the big word, if, thinking, wondering about becoming a better you, give it a try. Because you are worth it. You moment, that fabulous time of the podcast where we focus on you. Welcome. So let's get to that focusing on you thing. If we can sit on the floor, cross your legs, eyes closed, fantastic. If you need to sit a different way or sit somewhere else comfortable, please do so. Let's begin to control that which we can control. Inhale through the nose, slow it down, elongate it. Exhale out the mouth, slow it down, elongate it. Neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. Looking good, feeling good. If there's anything out of whack, tight, tension, try to locate it. Just try to breathe. Experience what that's like. As best as you can, keep these thoughts the thoughts that are occupying the space between your ears, your breath, your body, this moment. Without judgment or critique, strive to do your best for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations. Total success once again. One of my little traps that I fall into is that what's next? Instead of just being. I wasn't really sure what that always meant. But this is one of those moments where I knew exactly what it meant. I'm good. My life's good. Zen's good. Everything is good. Everything is purple. But it's not perfect. There's very little that is perfect. And if you slide, slip, fall, crash, you can start focusing on those things that aren't perfect, those things that aren't right, those things you wish were in your control. And whatever flame you focus on, whichever fire you flame, whichever thoughts you focus on, that's which will grow. And you can create something inside your head, between your ears. It's not even real. It can make you change how you live, where you live, what you do, how you do it. It can be a good thing or not. I'm not really sure why I go through what I go through, but I do know that the response is on me, and that I'm accepting and embracing. I hope you do the same. Peace and God bless.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.